Hey guys, Megan here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to tell you a little bit more about our YouTube channel. So we've got some cool videos up there at the moment, including, is that a giant worm monster? What is the orang pendek? My favorite cryptid, just FYI. And also, what do yowies eat? We're going to be uploading more content as time goes on, so check out the link in the description. It will take you right there. Say hi, we'd love to see you there as well. And yeah, enjoy today's Who Dis episode. It's a fun one. Coming up on this episode of Cryptid Addicted. Patterns of movement? That sounds like something you write in a high school essay.
That's bad easy.
Swan booty. That's what I'm going with. Dangle some hams.
What?
Hello!
Hi.
Hey everyone.
Hello.
How are you going?
How is that seat?
Yeah.
And how is that hat? And how do those socks feel?
And what is that smell? No. I hope you're well. I hope quarantine yes. life is treating you well. I hope you're showering regularly. I hope you're keeping hygiene a priority.
And your hair has not got too unwieldy.
Yes. And remember to support local businesses like ours. Donate at Patreon.
Patreon/CryptidAddicted. Yes, welcome to Cryptid Addicted. Oh, I haven't got my little fucking intro up. I'll just wing it, shall I? Welcome to Cryptid... No, I have to.
Fucking intro, shit.
I was really going off the cuff here.
Yeah, just wing it.
Okay.
You do the words, I'll do like a very faint X-Files tune.
Okay, ready? And welcome to Cryptid Addicted, a spooky podcast about cryptozoology, which is animals that may or may not exist, and science is not looking into them, but cryptozoologists are. An example of a cryptid is Bigfoot or the Golden Moon Bear.
Ooh! Okay. Oh, I haven't heard of that one.
No,
the Golden Moon Bear. Hey, what can you tell me about the Golden Moon Bear?
Golden Moon Bear.
No, oh.
is a species, the only 8 bear species in known to science. The moon bear, blah, blah, blah.
This was just a placeholder to stump you.
Boring. Okay.
Is it a cryptid or is it...
The moon bear is a recognized species of bear. What? Why are you on the cryptids fucking page? Scientists, also known as the Asiatic black bear, scientists think that the moon bear is only distantly related to the American... Boring.
Is this not a cryptid? You goofed.
The golden moon bear is something else. It might be a mere color phase of the regular moon bear.
No, it can't be.
It might be a subspecies, or it might be a new species of bear altogether. It's a very dodgy cryptid, because it's like, they know it is there, physically in front of them, but they're like, don't really know what it is? Is it a color morph? Is it a subspecies, or a brand new species?
Oh.
Eh. No one's bothering looking into it, and so now no one knows.
So not a cryptid.
I didn't know I would be quizzed on this, so I'll have to try harder in future.
it sounded interesting, so I was like, ooh, tell me more. Oh, fuck, he's onto me.
Cool. All right, well, after that blunder, let's move swiftly along.
Alrighty. Sorry to probe you on the moon bear.
It's not a real cryptid. It's a semi-cryptid, semi-cryptid. It's in the cryptid sphere. Fuck. Anyway, I'm Megan. I'm more of a believer. That's Patty. He's more of a skeptic. Let's do the podcast.
That's Patty. He's a... He's ruined my intro. What a piece of shit. Sorry. I'm doing my best. Anyway, hey everyone. Yeah, and these are smaller episodes we do.
Yes.
So we do larger episodes where we focus on a single cryptid, and then we do smaller episodes, which are sort of all over the place.
Yes, as you can tell.
We do news. We do stories people send us. Yeah, it's improv stream of consciousness cryptid podcast.
But yeah, we do news and encounters, as Patty said. So we've got basically one of each today because they're kind of chunky and I kind of want to talk about both of them a little bit more than we usually spend on them. So without further ado, shall we do the news first?
Let's get into it.
I'll take this. Yeah, I'm happy to put my hand up.
Okay, yeah.
Cool.
That sounds good. I assume the news one is the one that's not on the mirror.
Yes.
Yeah, good.
You're,
our understanding you're
locked and,
is aligned.
Locked and loaded for the mirror. Shit on the mirror brigade. Okay. The news is that Dr. Jeff Meldrum, who is a badass, like, guy, professor, he's like on every...
Legit skis.
He's like on every single cryptozoology TV show known to mankind. He's the footprint guy of Bigfoot, basically. He's like a soft-spoken older man. Sorry, not older. Soft-spoken guy, and he just collects casts of Bigfoot prints from all around the world, including Yowies, Yetis, what have you. And he's got like these great trays that you like bring out, and they've got these footprint casts, and everyone like drools over them. And he's got basically what he's done is he's 3D scanned every single footprint cast in his armory, if that is the correct word, which it's not.
His arsenal.
His arsenal. I'm choking. And it's cool. So basically, there are some massive caveats. We're going to share this link and it's super cool. Definitely have a look. But number one, I'm going to go on a little rant here. Please forgive me. The website is truly awful. I don't know if you experienced this as well.
Yeah.
I had to...
you can click... Keep clicking the home button and it goes to like a shell within a shell within a shell within a shell. It's very funny.
Yes. Anyway. I had to contact Patty like a week ago being like, help, I can't actually see the footprints. And I've been like in this website for like 24 hours trying to click at things and try and like just actually see something. And I had to like go to another friend So let me talk you through it. You have to go into advanced search, then click unknown specimen, and then click like search, and then all of them come up. And again, there's more caveats. All of the prints say they're from 1990. That's not true. That is not true. I know for a fact that's not true. You can't see any details about the face of the prints without being logged in, which like I don't have a fucking login. The 3D models take a long time to scan. I mean, to load. Like a really long time to load, to the point where I was like, is this broken? I think I messaged Patty again being like, have you got access to this? Because I think it's broken. God, what else is there? It says unknown collector for all of them. There is no information. They're all labeled VF something something. So like they have no like discernible, like, is this a Yeti? Is this a Yowie? Is this a Bigfoot? No idea. No one. They could be from anywhere in the world.
But, you know, it's a good start,
really,
Jeff,
really, really cool.
We appreciate it.
It is such a cool step, and I absolutely implore you to have a look. The Destination Truth footprint is on there from the Yeti. Did you see that?
Oh, wow. No, I did not.
It's like the fourth one down?
I'm less expert at these things.
We'll share the link and the photos.
Oh, yeah. It's called Destination Truth heel print.
No, underneath okay. it, underneath it.
Oh, Destination Truth Yeti print.
Yeah,
sorry,
much better. The heel print is just like a small semicircle. It's nothing to write home about, but the Yeti print is like the one from the TV show. Yes, so there's like ones that are called London Track 2012, which like makes me think that they were made in London, as in the UK. I don't know if you saw those.
That's very exciting. Are you gonna try and add to Jeff's collection? I know he hasn't got anything from like recently, but
I would love
maybe
to.
You could be the first.
How amazing would that be? Yes, I don't think I told you this. I've recently purchased a trap cam, which works at night.
What?
I know. And I'm investigating Castoplast for footprints.
That's so cool. Oh, wait. Tell me about these things. How does Castoplast work?
It's kind of like, do you remember when you were a kid, like you went to Plaster Master and you like painted little statues? It's basically like a flowery sort of consistency stuff, and you add water, you mush it together, you pour it into the track, it sets hard, and then you just like pull it up, and it's like really simple. You can even get like art stuff. So people make casts of babies' hands and feet and stuff for like cute stuff, things, shit. I don't know.
Yeah. Stupid human things.
Because parents, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because baby feet.
Wow, that's so cool. That's so legit. Yes. Fuck, you're becoming legit monster hunter. Yeah, wow.
You're currently podcasting in bed.
Yeah. It sus, everyone.
I've done some tests of the foxes in my backyard. Have I shared this with you? They're just fucking ragamuffins.
No.
I'll share it with you. They're trampling on my plants, but they're so cute. So I will allow it. I'll put it on the YouTube channel for Cryptid Addicted. So if you want to check it out, we got a YouTube channel as well where we're doing expedition videos. It's Cryptid Addicted on YouTube. There's the expedition that me and Patty did looking for the Yowie back in the day. There's one I did looking for the Kangaroo Valley Panther, and I just released one for Ishii in Japan about a week ago. So, school shit is more coming, but yeah, we're getting the gear together, and I'll put the foxies up there.
Yeah.
They're cute.
The quality is going to be great. Like, this is going to be some Josh Gates level shit. You've got the trap cams and the
I'm also investigating a thermal camera at the moment. Oh, great.
Do any cryptid hunters use like bloodhounds and stuff?
Oh my god, I have no idea. Can I borrow your dog? Train her to be a bloodhound. Please.
Very much not a bloodhound. She like can't find her own home, like her own bed, if it's behind a wall.
Patty got a new dog for everyone.
I did.
We're very excited. I love how I'm just including myself in your family.
Megan's very excited for her new dog.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, I honestly haven't trawled through this footprint collection as much as there's 10 pages. I'd looked through a couple, but I reckon some cool stuff could come out of here. I would be really curious. Like, I know Jeff's, like, he's got a PhD. He's a proper professor at Idaho State University. But I would be interested to see what other, like, academics think about this stuff. Like, I don't really know how robust the field of footprint research is. Like, is it popular? Are there footprint professors all over the world?
Yes, there are in the forensics department for like murder scenes and things. They do analysis of dermal ridges, which is basically it's like fingerprints on your feet. Because like how everyone has unique fingerprints, everyone's got unique footprints. So like in a crime scene, there's experts who know how to get the best footprint and analyze that. So there's been certain forensic footprint experts from the CSIRO and all that jazz. Look at big footprints before and identify dermal ridges. This 3D scan is not good enough to see any dermal ridges that I saw. I couldn't see any that had dermal ridges. There are some like insanely ape-like feet in this database. But again, there's like no information about where they came. Like it looks like someone just literally cast an orangutan's hand in one of them. But like, I have no idea if that is like a orangutan for comparison. Like, some cool shit there. There's a print labeled National Geographic and there's no information. And I couldn't find any information about National Geographic ever finding a footprint from a Bigfoot. I don't know.
There's that.
But I'm very excited.
On the very first page, there's one that says it's from the Caucasus. So like Georgia.
oh.
which I assume is up in the mountains there. But yeah, there's like, obviously the data needs to be cleaned up a lot because we've no idea where anything comes from.
This has just come out, so I'm imagining it's like a slow burn, churn, cataloging. Yeah. But it's very exciting. We'll put the link up on Facebook. We'll put some pictures up on Facebook. Definitely have a look.
This one, when I click on it, it has the site information. It says it's from Blue Creek Mountain Road.
They all say that.
Nice try, Jeff.
I
don't. You nearly got me.
Oh, 90-90.
I was going to say, the Georgians didn't have a lot of roads that sound like that. Because they usually use their own language, or Russian.
Not a lot of blue creeks on those mountains.
Yes,
nearly got you. Definitely have a look at that. That's really cool.
All right.
Cool.
Ba-ba-ba. Should we move on to item two?
For sure. You want to take this one?
I can take
You do
this.
Love Nessie.
I love Nessie.
And you hate the mirror.
Yeah. But I kind of love hate the mirror. I love hating the mirror.
Good. Great.
So, this is an article on the mirror. That's where this starts. The title is Loch Ness Monster Watcher Catches Mysterious Shape Emerging from Water on Camera. This is cool because it ties into an earlier Whodis. An episode or two ago, we mentioned that there is this permanent 24/7 link you can go to where there's just a webcam set up that films Loch Ness. It's pretty wide angle. You see most of the loch.
And some sheep.
Because there's two sheep on the farm below the camera. And occasionally you see like a boat or whatever going across. It's very cool. Evidently there are people that like scan this footage. It's not amazingly high definition, which some could say is a flaw. But there are people who scan it properly. And one of them is an Irish man named, this is a difficult one, even for me.
You're Irish. Give it a go.
Éowyn?
Oh, yeah.
Éowyn O... Foudagain. I feel like that's not right.
Foudagain.
I don't know. Anyway, he's a yes. Megan's gonna come to my aid here with a notoriously good pronunciation of names.
Yes, because I'm amazing at names. Éowyn Foudagain.
He is described by the Mirror as a veteran Loch Ness monster watcher. I don't know if that means that he's, like, a big Nessie guy who's always down at the lock, or if he has spent, like, ages watching this webcam. I'm not sure.
It's the latter. I'm pretty sure it's the latter.
I suspect it's the latter. I think he's at home covered in chips. But who knows? he has caught what he thinks is a Nessie sighting. It has been deemed the second official Nessie sighting of this year. But I saw the first one, and it's not amazingly impressive. Anyway, so this is a new Nessie sighting. That's why it's in the news. The Mirror has picked up on it. The official Loch Ness Monster Sightings Register has confirmed it as a sighting. And you can check it out. There's a still photo in the article, which we will link. As you can see, it's like 7 pixels. but it does look like something is there.
Yes.
It could be a wave. I don't know. I mean, who knows? It's a very otherwise very still lake. What I thought was interesting was they interviewed this guy who's had the sighting, and he said, oh, I see Nessie all the fucking time. Like, I saw her, like, 4 times last year, and I was a bit upset because I thought she'd gone away. Like, I hadn't seen her in a while, and
yes,
it was as though she was in quarantine.
He blamed COVID.
Yeah, he blamed COVID. I think possibly in jest, but I don't know. I think that's pretty big talk from Éowyn there, given that, like, there's this... As far as I'm aware, and you're aware, from a big episode on Nessie, there's no credible Nessie evidence.
Yes.
And they've tried really hard. Like, they did a whole sweep of the lock with radar boats and shit. Like, they've tried.
100, yes.
But anyway, Éowyn reckons he sees her all the time. So there we are.
Yes.
Did you have thoughts on this one?
Yeah. I did. I just I had a really good time, and I had a really enjoyable time reading this article because it's like just pure trash. It's amazing. Like, okay. First of all, they've got a photo of him, which is most of the article, and he's so happy and so smiley and so adorable. And I just love his little heart. Yeah, he saw the sighting from.
Then they've got his one photo, but they've cropped it like three different ways. Yes. Anyway,
So he's from, I think it's pronounced Drumoyne, I don't know, in County Donegal, in Ireland. And this happened on Monday, the 13th of April. That was when the sighting happened. I just took some quotes from this because I just thought it was fucking fantastic. So, the mysterious creature is said to have come 3 or 4 feet out of the water. How the fuck could he tell that from that terrible little blob in the screen? He's making it up. You can't. He's making the rest of us look bad. Okay. All right. Okay. Next one. He believes that patterns of movement suggest that whatever it is, it would have to be at least 10 feet long. Patterns of movement? That sounds like something you write in a high school essay.
If you should look at the photo while you read these quotes. Like, if you're listening, pull up the photo. It's hysterical.
It's like something you read, like you write when you're like 16 in like an English essay when you haven't read the book, you've just read the blurb and you're like panicking. You're like, patterns of movement entice.
As demonstrated by the techniques. Yeah.
And the time of the genre.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Another one. Okay, well, this is... They've got a typo in the fucking news article. It says, the monster is believed to have a long neck with one or more humps, except ore is spelt like O-R-E, like the mineral, like the ore, like an ore ignit or whatever the hell. Like, just disgusting journalism here. Sorry, I'm so passionate. Okay. And then at the end, it says, scientists have yet to come up with an explanation of the findings. That's not true.
That was my favorite bit. Yeah.
Not true.
Scientists not true. Have yet to engage with Eowyn's compelling evidence. When will they be held to account?
It's because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
because it's seals, guys. It's seals. Spoiler alert.
But he's so happy looking. I'm not even cross with him because he looks so cheerful.
He does.
Against that, like, stucco wall.
Yeah. It sounds like this link has been up for a while because there is a quote in here somewhere or other that says the site compiles all recorded sightings of the creature and claims there has been a total of 1,115 on this link, I believe, through this video camera. But it's, like Patty said, it's so bad quality that anything going past is like, oh, add it to the tally, mysterious blob,
yeah.
Add it to the tally.
Honestly, like, even if a full-grown, like, plesiosaur, like, reared its head in view of the camera, you wouldn't be able to fucking tell. Like, you would have no evidence of that.
Yes, that's
they
true.
They should set up a HD camera, at least. This is, like, yes. One of the webcams people used to Skype with in, like, the 2000s. It's one of those little bowl ones. It's very grainy. But I'm very fond of the whole thing. I'm kind of, like, I find it, I'm enamored of it. It's cute, this little country guy has set up a webcam and there's sheep on it and, yeah. You know, it's fun for all the cryptid hunters. It's just a nice thing.
Yes,
so nice. I'm for it.
Yeah. Anyway, Patty, who dis?
Who dis? No, it's not Loch Ness. It's a fucking wave or something. Who knows? that's my answer. Who dis? Me again.
I think it's a swan.
You think it's a swan?
Hmm. It's white and bulbous.
White and bulbous?
Yeah, it's like a white ball.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is kind of on the ultra zoomed in one. Yeah.
It's like a white ball. Like you can't see the neck because it's too grainy, but it's just like it's swan booty.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, you're right. Did you have a look at the first official sighting of 2020?
Yes, it was.
Also reported diligently by the Mirror.
Dark.
Yeah.
It was a dark blur. I thought maybe it was a boat or a wave with a low sun in the sky. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to say. Wait, hang on. It was him! It was him as well! Eowyn was also the first sight. Oh, good on you, Eowyn. Wow.
Bless his heart.
And apparently, Loch Ness...
He's doing a good job.
...is worth an estimated £41 million a year to the Scottish economy in tourism.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I plan on putting my dollary dues there soon.
Are you going up to Loch Ness?
I hope so. Yeah, I will, but when this all blows over. I want to go in the summer, though, so I can, get in to the lake and look for Nessie one breaststroke at a time.
Have a swim around. Yeah. Mm. It looks...
Dangle some hams.
...real cold at almost all times, but...
Okay.
I wish you the best of luck with that.
Too cocky. I should do my research first. I'll try and look for the little, sunken ship, right? That's the whole goal. I'll go there with a metal detector and find the original surgeon photo toy. Was it tin submarine toy?
That would be super cool.
That would be great.
That would be amazing. That would be you would become famous, I think. Yeah.
Yes. And that would be worth so much money.
Yeah. You might even get on, the Daily Mail instead of the Mirror. That would be astonishing great success.
Career highlight.
All right. Cool. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening in today. That is this Who Dis episode.
Yes, it is. Short and sweet.
Please write to us, email us, send us love letters, send us whatever you want. We would love to hear from you. Don't send us, clippings of your pubes or anything, but send us normal things.
No more pube clippings. We can't handle them.
Mailbox is full. I mean, just logistically.
Inundated.
What do we do with all these? It'll be great to hear from you. And do check out the YouTube videos that are coming up. There's more coming. They're of a high quality.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, and we're cryptidaddicted@gmail.com, cryptid_addicted on Facebook, cryptid_addicted on Instagram. But if you're a lazy bugger like us, you can find it all in the description of the thing you're listening to right now.
Good. Don't wanna click links. Grow up.
I don't wanna type.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Patty's a bit grumpy, so we're gonna say goodbye now.
All right. Have a good morning, afternoon, evening, everybody. We love you. Thank you for your support.
Yes, we love you lots.
It would be appreciated if it eventually translated to monetary support, but that's okay. You do you. Goodbye, everyone.
All right. Bye.